Welcome to this demonstration of mBraille, a new keyboarding braille app for your iOS device, whether that is your iPhone or iPod Touch. In this demonstration, I'm going to be using my iPod Touch, which I've currently got plugged into my Jambox Bluetooth speaker. So before I get started, let me just say that I've got my iPod Touch turned on, VoiceOver's running, and I'm currently sitting at the home screen that contains the mBraille app. You can download mBraille from the iOS App Store. When you install the free version, you do have an opportunity then to upgrade to the Pro version via an in-app purchase in the mBraille app itself. So the free version basically gives you access to the Braille keyboard for brailling in text, the copy to the clipboard function, which basically works automatically when you exit out of mBraille, i.e. by pressing the home button, text is automatically copied to the clipboard where you can then paste into another app. You can change all the required settings. And finally, of course, you have access to the built-in help. Okay, so that's enough of the initial blurb about the mBraille app. Let me just grab my iPod Touch. And of course, just a brief reminder of VoiceOver gestures. One finger flick left and right will move you item by item. A drag around the screen, you can hear the item under your finger. And of course, as with the one finger flick left and right, once you've found the item that you're on, you can do a one finger double tap anywhere on the screen to activate the item. So I'm going to touch on my home screen now to find the mBraille app.
mBraille. Double tap to open.
Okay, and there's the mBraille app. And of course, I've currently got my hints turned on with VoiceOver. So I've currently got my iPod Touch in portrait mode. What you're going to hear is when I go into the app, it's going to automatically switch into landscape mode to support, of course, the Braille keyboard to allow you to type with your six fingers on the screen. So, of course, one finger double tap to open up the current item, which is mBraille.
Landscape. Home button to the left. mBraille. Braille keyboard. Button.
Okay, so we've gone into the mBraille application. And as you heard VoiceOver say, for orientation purposes, my home button is to the right, and I'm basically holding the iPod Touch flat, or as the mBraille app calls it, in table mode, i.e. it's flat on the table. Okay, so let me just do a one finger flick to the right to go through the options on the screen. Of course, the first one, it said keyboard, and that's actually the Braille keyboard itself. If I do a one finger flick to the right.
Mail button.
That's the mail option to send an email via mBraille. And of course, at the moment, that's only available in the Pro version. If I flick to the right.
Text message button.
Text message, again, to send a text message via mBraille. Of course, available in the Pro version.
Tweet button.
Tweet, currently available in the free version, to send a tweet using mBraille.
Facebook button.
Facebook, again, only available in the Pro version. One finger flick to the right again.
Settings button.
And here we have settings. One finger flick to the right.
Help button.
And help. Now, what I'm going to do quickly, I'm just going to show you what happens when you try and access one of the options that's only in the Pro version to give you an idea. And then later on this demo, I'll actually purchase the Pro version to show you the difference. So let me do one finger flick back to the left.
Settings. Button, Facebook, button, tweet, button, text message, button.
So let's access the text message function, even though this is the free version, to see what that Pro message is. So I'm going to do one finger double tap.
Alert, Pro version only. This
Yeah, so we've got a message saying Pro version only. If I do a one finger flick to the right.
Buy button.
Buy button.
Restore purchase button.
Restore purchase button.
Cancel button.
Or cancel button. Okay, now if I double tap on cancel.
2. Text field is editing. Character mode.
As you can see, it still brings up the actual function. But if I do one finger flick to the right now.
Add from address book. Button. Message. Text typed in Braille is automatically pasted here in the full version. Text field.
Okay, double tap to edit. That's the type of information you get if you use the mail function, Facebook function, etc. So let me do a one finger flick back to the left.
Add from address book, button, 2, text field, cancel, button.
Okay, one finger double tap on cancel.
Alert, SMS status, SMS sending cancelled.
One finger flick to the right.
SMS sending cancelled. OK. Button.
One finger double tap on OK.
Braille keyboard. Button.
And we're back to the top of the menu in the main menu of the Braille app. Now, before we go any further, let me just show you the help function. So let me just do one finger flick to the right to get down to help.
Mail. Button. Text message. Button. Tweet. Button. Facebook. Button. Settings. Button. Help. Button.
And there we go. There's help. One finger double tap on help.
Help. Heading.
And you can navigate help by a two-finger rotate for header. So if I do that now on my iPod Touch.
Words. Headings.
Okay, and if I do a one-finger flick down, we're going to move by that element in the voiceover rotor.
Initializing the keyboard. Heading level 2. Using the keyboard. Heading level 2. Two-finger swipes. Heading level 2. Clipboard. Heading level 2.
Okay, and so on. So if I do a one-finger flick up, we're going to move back by heading.
Two-finger swipes. Heading level 2. Using the keyboard. Heading level 2. Initializing the keyboard. Heading level 2. Help. Heading.
Okay, and we're right at the top of the heading level again. So if I do a one-finger flick to the right.
Okay. Button.
That's the OK button, which is the top right-hand side of the current screen. Remember, we're still in landscape mode. One finger flick to the right.
Initializing the keyboard. Heading level 2.
One finger flick to the right.
Before you can start typing, you have to first discover the buttons for each braille dot. For iPhone and iPod, there are two fixed layouts. One for holding the phone on a table and another one for holding the screen facing away from you. You can explore the button placements by sliding one finger across the screen. For iPhone and iPod, the full screen area is covered by the buttons and you'll hear each button announced by voiceover as your finger crosses over from one button to the next. You can later turn this off from settings by disabling the tutorial mode.
Okay, one finger flick to the right again.
For table layout, turn your phone to landscape with the home button to the right. For a natural typing position, place the three middle fingers of your hands in an open V position, where the index fingers are almost touching and ring fingers are close to the upper corners of the phone.
And so on. Or if I wanted to do a continuous read, I could do a two-finger swipe down from where I am now, which would, of course, read from where I am to the bottom of the help documentation. But for the moment, let me just touch the top right-hand side of my screen.
Okay, button.
There's the OK button, one finger double tap.
Braille keyboard, button.
And before we actually get into the keyboard, let me just quickly show you settings, and then we'll get on to some real business. At this time, rather than flicking through, I'm going to touch the bottom of the screen.
Help, button.
And drag my finger up.
Settings, button.
Okay, and there's settings. So one finger double tap again, and settings.
Settings, heading.
And let's swipe through with one finger to the right.
Okay, button.
There's our good old friend, the OK button again, top right hand side of the screen.
Braille settings, heading. Contracted Braille. Contracted Braille. Switch button, on.
Okay, so as you can tell, double tap to toggle is setting. On automatically.
Use contracted Braille. Voiceover settings, heading.
And remember, I'm just flicking to the right here with one finger.
Speak words. Speak words. Switch button. On.
Okay, so speak
double
words
tap to toggle setting.
Currently on.
Speak the typed word after inputting a space.
Okay, which tells you what it does.
Speak characters. Speak characters. Switch button. On. Speak the characters as they are entered. Tutorial mode. Heading.
Now, before I go any further, remember when it said character mode on or word mode on? Of course, when you're on those particular elements, you can do a one-finger double tap to toggle them off, or one finger double tap to toggle them back on again. Okay, so here's tutorial mode. One finger flick to the right.
Tutorial mode. Tutorial mode. Switch button on.
It's currently on.
Double tap to toggle setting. Application starts to menu instead of keyboard and provides more verbose voiceover feedback.
Okay, so basically if I turn tutorial mode off, it'll go straight into the Braille keyboard. It won't go to the menu. Okay, one finger flick to the right.
Layout settings, heading. Dots 1 and 3 and 4 and 6. Dots 1 and 3 and 4 and 6. Switch button, off. Switch dots 1 and 3 and 4 and 6 when screen is facing away.
Okay, so this is to switch around the dots 1, 3, 4 and 6 at the top and the bottom of the braille cell. When the iPod Touch, in my case, is facing away from you, which the Braille app calls away. Okay, so one finger flick to the right.
Layout orientation settings, heading, selected, auto, button,
okay, layout
one
orientation
of three.
Settings, currently set to auto. So the InBraille keyboard will automatically adjust whether you're in flat mode, if you like, table mode that I'm in now, or away mode. So auto mode means that it'll switch automatically between currently landscape mode with the iPod Touch flat on a table, if you like, called table mode, or away mode where you've got the iPod Touch facing away from you, of course, with the back of the iPod Touch towards you. So one finger flick to the right.
Table, button,
that's
two
table
of three.
Mode.
Away, button,
and that's the
three
away
of three.
Mode.
Select Braille Key's default layout. Auto switches it according to phone orientation.
Okay, so that tells you basically what that function does. And that's it for the settings. So let me touch the top right-hand side of the screen for a good old OK button.
OK, button.
There we go, one finger double tap.
Braille keyboard,
and
button.
And we automatically come back to the InBraille menu with the keyboard button in focus, and that's one finger double tap on the Braille keyboard.
Use your fingers to find all Braille dots and position your fingers above them. When you are ready to start typing, type LW.
Okay, so basically this is tutorial mode, which is to allow you to explore the InBraille keyboard. Okay, so basically find the dots on the screen with your appropriate fingers and then Braille in the letter L and the letter W, and that will take it out of tutorial mode and activate the real Braille keyboard, i.e. it'll be live. So basically what you're going to be doing is putting your fingers in a V shape, and the bottom of the V isn't the bottom of the screen, in the middle. Index fingers, of course, on dots 1 and dots 4. And then you'll come in diagonally up to either side. So on the left-hand side, you're going diagonally up to the left-hand corner for dots 2 and then 3 with your ring finger. And on the right-hand side, dots 5 and dots 6 with your right-hand ring finger going up towards the top right-hand side of the screen. So if I do that now, I'm going to touch in the middle of the screen at the bottom.
That's
1. I'm going to put my middle finger down on my left hand.
2.
And then ring finger.
3.
Okay, I put dot 4 down on my right hand, on my right finger.
4.
Then 5, middle finger, right hand.
5.
And then ring finger, right hand.
6.
Okay, so basically a V shape. It sort of reminds me, and this will be dating my age, sort of way that the old Stainsbury Brailler was sort of laid out a bit. Okay, so now we've found, so if I do it again.
1, 2, 3.
Left hand. 4, 5, 6. Right hand. So if I now type in L, so dots 1, 2, 3.
L.
And then dots 2, 4, 5, 6 for W.
4, W. Keyboard initialized.
I've now initialized the Braille keyboard. Okay, so of course I can just type in, for example, hello world.
H-E-L-L-O.
Okay, H-E-L-L-O. And a space is one finger flick to the right.
Hello.
And let's do the good old famous world. So W.
W, O, R, L, D.
Okay. And then one finger flick down to do a new line.
World.
And if I wanted to check what I've typed in so far, if I do a one finger flick up.
Hello world. 12 characters, 2 words.
And if I wanted to delete the previous thing I've just typed in, one finger flick to the left.
Delete new line.
So I've just deleted the new line I put in with the one finger flick down. And if I wanted to keep flicking back to the left, I would delete character by character. If I wanted to delete the whole word I've just typed in, two finger flick to the left.
Delete world.
Okay, and I've just deleted world. So if I do a one finger flick up.
Hello. 5 characters, 1 words.
So I've still got hello there. So let me type in this time big world. So I've got to put a space in after hello first. So one finger flick to the right.
Hello.
And then I type in big.
B-I-G, big.
One finger flick to the right. World.
W-O-R-L-D.
Okay, and one finger flick to the right.
World.
One finger flick up to read what I've typed in.
Hello, big world. 16 characters, 3
okay.
words.
Hello, big world. I'm actually going to leave the text there for the moment. And what I'm going to do is go back to the main menu because I want to show you what happens when you turn off tutorial mode. So the way to get back to the main menu is to do a 3-finger flick to the left.
Braille keyboard. Button.
Okay, so I'm back to the Braille keyboard. Now, let me just touch towards the bottom of the screen on the left-hand side.
Help. Button.
And by the way, these buttons, if you like, stretch across the whole screen. So if I go to the right-hand side and tap my finger up.
Help. Button. Settings. Button.
Okay, I'm still accessing the buttons. They stretch right across the screen. So one finger double tap on settings.
Settings, heading.
And let me do one finger flick through to get to tutorial mode and we'll turn it off.
Okay, button, braille settings, head contracted braille. Use contracted braille. Voiceover settings. Speak words. Speak words. Speak the type. Speak character. Speak character. Tutorial mode. Heading. Tutorial mode. Switch button on.
Okay, let's turn tutorial mode.
Double tap to toggle setting.
One finger double tap.
Off.
Let's find the OK button top right hand side of the screen.
OK button.
One finger double tap on OK.
Braille keyboard button.
And now let's get back into the braille keyboard. One finger double tap. Okay, so this time we didn't get anything about tutorial mode to explore the keyboard or anything else. Now, as with other braille type keyboard applications, if I touch the middle of the screen, you hear a click, and I've actually activated the keyboard. So if I do a one finger flick up.
Hello, big world. 16 right, characters,
the
three words.
Text that we've already typed in. Okay, so let me just show you how to quickly toggle between contracted braille and uncontracted braille. When I was typing in there, I was just typing the four words out. Okay, but if I type in a contraction, so I'm just going to type in K.
K.
And one finger flick to the right.
Knowledge.
Okay, and it's just said knowledge. Okay, because of course, as we all know, in contracted braille, a K is for knowledge. Now, if I wanted to write just the letter K, but not have it contracted, I can switch quite easily back to uncontracted braille by holding down dot 6 on the screen like I'm doing now, and then a one finger flick up.
Contractions off.
And I've just turned contractions off. So now if I do a K.
K.
And a space, one finger flick to the right.
K.
It's just done K. Okay, and if I want to put contractions back on again, hold down dot 6, one finger flick up.
Contractions on.
And I've turned contractions back on again. Now, let's say I'd like to review what I've just typed in, rather than doing a one finger flip
hello,
like
big
this,
world knowledge K, 28 characters,
the whole thing read to
five
me.
Words.
If I hold down dot 3, and I do one finger flick down, as if I'm using the voiceover rotor element.
Preview characters.
That's preview characters. If I do one finger flick up.
Preview words.
Preview words.
Preview sentences.
Or preview sentences. So I'm going to do one finger flick down to Word.
Preview words.
And I've still got dot 3 held down, and I'm going to keep it held down now when I can move by one finger flick left or right. So dot 3 is still held down, one finger flick to the left.
K. Knowledge. World. Big. Hello. First word.
Okay, so that tells me it's the first word. Still got dot 3 held down, one finger flick to the right.
Hello. Big. World. Knowledge. K.
Okay, so let's read, for example, I'm not too sure how a word's spelled. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left, still got dot 3 held down.
K, knowledge, world.
Okay, there's world. Now remember with iOS, you're at the beginning of a word when you're moving left and you're at the end of the word when you're moving right. So I've just moved left with one finger flick to the left with dot 3 held down. If I do one finger flick to the right now.
World.
It's going to say world again because now the cursor's at the end of the word world. So one finger back to the left.
World.
Now I want to spell it. So one finger flick down to characters, still got dot 3 held down.
Preview characters.
Now one finger flick to the right, we'll let us go character by character.
W-O-R-L-D.
Okay, and if I do one finger flick to the right.
Space.
That's hello world, that's the world.
K.
That's
N.
That's knowledge.
N.
So I'm going to flick back to the left, still got dot 3 held down.
K.
Now it's also possible to move your insertion point in your text. And of course, the ability to be able to cut, copy, and paste as well from within Braille or to paste text from another application. So let me just show you one or two interesting commands that you can do with Braille, and that is the ability to be able to use dot commands to do things from inside Braille itself in the free version, such as sending tweets, or accessing help, or accessing feedback directly. And in the paid version, posting to Facebook, doing calendar entries, etc. Okay, so pretty exciting stuff. So I'm going to do a three-finger flick up.
Text cleared.
And I've just cleared the text. So I'm going to write a tweet this time. I'm just going to do, this is a test using mBraille. Okay, so I'm going to write that now.
T-H-I-S. This. I-S is. A-A. T-E-S. T. Test.
Okay, this is a test.
U-S-I-N-G. Using.
Okay, using mBraille. So I'm going to do a capital, so that's dot six.
Capital.
And then M.
M.
Capital B, dot six again.
Capital.
And then B.
B, R, A, I, L, L, E.
And one finger, flick down.
mBraille.
Okay, so I'm on a new line. And now I'm going to send a tweet. So remember I said it was dot command. So it's a dot, full stop, followed by the command, followed by a parameter. Now, in this case, I'm just going to do a full stop and then the word tweet and then a new line. And that'll send this text that I've just typed in off as a tweet. So I'm going to do dot.
Period.
Then I'm going to do tweet.
T.
W.
W.
And then E.
E. E.
And T.
T.
Okay, so dot tweet, dot as in full stop, T W E E T. And then click down.
Tweet. Alert. Braille would like access to Twitter accounts.
Okay, and as you can tell, this is the first time I've done it on this iPod Touch. So I want to give it access. So one finger flick to the right.
Don't allow. Okay.
One finger button. Double tap.
mBraille. Tweet sent.
Okay, and the tweet is sent. So if I go and check my Twitter feed on my other Mac, I've got from David Woodbridge, this is a test using mBraille. Now if I touch the screen again, you just heard a click. Now if I do one finger flick up.
This is a test using mBraille. 31 characters, 6 words.
It's got rid of the Twitter line. Now the other one you can do, of course, do in the free version is .help. So if I do .help now.
Period, H-E-L-P.
Okay, one finger flick down.
Help. Help. Heading.
Okay, I've gone straight into help. And of course, you can also type in topics to get straight to that item in help as well, if you wish, such as SMS, etc. Okay, now one final thing I was going to show you was how to register it before I finish this demo. So I was going to touch the top right-hand side of the screen to come back out of help.
Okay,
button. Take a double tap. Okay, and I've come back straight into the keyboard. When I touch the screen, you heard a click, so I do one finger flick up.
This is a test using mBraille.
Okay, and you can tell the dot help mode is also
6 words.
Okay, I want to register this application now, so I'm going to do a 3 finger flick to the left.
Braille keyboard, button.
And I'm just going to choose one of the options that allows me to purchase the in-app purchase.
Mail, button.
So I'll choose mail, one finger double tap.
Alert. Pro version only, this file.
And one finger flick to the right to get to the buy.
Buy button.
One finger double tap.
Subject. Text field. Alert. Confirm your in-app purchase. Do you want to buy one mBraille Pro for $31.99?
Okay, do you want to buy mBraille, in this case in Australia, for $31.99? Yes, I do. One finger flick to the right.
Do you want to buy one? Cancel. But buy button.
One finger double tap on buy.
mBraille. Cancel. Button. Alert. Apple ID password. Secure. Text field. Is editing. Password.
I'm going to type in my password for my Apple ID.
OK. Button.
One finger double tap on OK.
Alert. Info. Thank you for your support.
OK. Let me just read that screen again with 2 finger flick up.
Info. Thank you for your support. OK. Button.
OK. Thank you for support. One finger double tap. And I'm back to the keyboard screen that we touched again. And 3 finger flick back to the left to bring up the main menu.
Braille keyboard, button.
Okay, let's go back into another pro option. So one finger flick to the right.
Mail, button.
There's mail, one finger double tap.
Mail. mBraille, cancel, button.
And there we go. Okay, so no message about purchase, restoring, etc. So we just double tap on cancel.
Alert. Can delete draft button.
One finger double tap on delete draft.
Delete draft button. Braille keyboard, button.
Okay, so for example, we one finger double tap on the keyboard, touch the screen, get the click, let's clear the text.
Text cleared.
That's going to type in the end, as in the end of this demo. And then we'll see if that comes up when I choose the mail function. I've currently got it in table mode. Now, if I turn the iPod Touch away from me so the back's facing me.
Keyboard reset.
Okay, that's what happens when it's in auto mode. It's now switched to the away mode on the screen for my fingers. And that's more of a vertical position rather than your V shape. And if I bring it back down to table mode.
Keyboard reset.
Keyboard reset, it's now back in table mode. So I'm going to type in the end.
T-H-E, the.
Okay, the end.
E-N-D.
One finger flick to the right.
End.
One finger flick up.
The end. 8 characters, 2 words.
And this time, let's just be tricky and do dot mail to bring up the mail function. Rather than have to go back to the main menu and select mail from the main menu. So we do dot.
Period.
Okay, and mail.
M-A-I-L.
Okay, one finger flick down.
Mail. Embraille. Cancel. Button.
Okay, let's one finger flick through.
New message. Heading. Send. Dimmed. To. Text field. Double tap to edit.
I won't go through this now, but on that parameter line where I typed in dot mail, I could have also done a recipient as well. So one finger flick to the right.
CC/BCC subject, text field. Message body, the end.
Okay.
Sent from my iPod, text field.
So as you can tell, I just typed in the message, typed in dot mail, and then it brought up the mail with the text in the mail portion, all ready to go. Okay, so for the moment, I'm going to one finger flick back to the left. You're about to
subject,
cancel.
Subject, CC2, send, new message, cancel,
one
button.
Finger double tap.
Alert, cancel, delete draft, button.
One finger double tap on delete draft.
Embraille.
And I'm back to the keyboard again. So if I touch the screen, hear a click, one finger flick
the
up.
The end.
Let's 8 characters, nice and tidy. 2 Let's words. Do a 3 finger flick up.
Text cleared.
And back to the main menu, 3 finger flick back to the left.
Braille keyboard. Button.
Home button.
Home. Embraille. Double
okay,
tap to open.
And we're back to Embraille on my home screen. And that completes this demonstration of the Embraille Braille keyboarding app for your iOS device, whether that's your iPhone or iPod Touch. So as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.